Booze for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Every family is familiar with the stress that comes with finding fast and healthy dinners during the often hectic school and work week. Don't I know about that? For those with diabetes in the family, the stress is only amplified as planning meals can be daunting and tricky. Joining us today to share guilt-free weeknight favorite spokesperson and chief food officer for the Mr. Food Test Kitchen, Howard Rosenthal. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Howard, so great to have you on the show.
Glad to be here. How are you?
Oh, doing great. You know, a frustration that I hear a lot from my patients has always been when they get home at night, not just to what to prepare for dinner, but also those late night noshing, you know, cravings. Tell us, how can people overcome that desire for that fast food or junk food delivery?
Well, I think half the battle is a lot of times if people are dealing with diabetes or hypoglycemia, they're cooking foods that just lack taste. So what do? We keep eating and eating and binging because we're never satisfied.
Right.
So I think really the key here is we teamed up with the American Diabetes Association, and the Mr. Food Test Kitchen has been creating great-tasting recipes for over 30 years that are all quick and easy. So the goal here is to make recipes that will satisfy you without all that guilt. And that's really
right.
The key to our cookbook here.
And you have over 150, it says, new healthy and diabetic-friendly recipes. But wouldn't this book also benefit those that are, like, pre-diabetic or just concerned about their weight, that don't have the diagnosis?
Absolutely. You know, although this book is, you know, partnered with the American Diabetes Association, it's just great-tasting food, whether you're looking for heart-healthy recipes. Because a lot of times, one person in the family might have a sugar sensitivity and the rest of the family doesn't. But you don't want to cook something different for one person and not everyone
right.
else. So this will satisfy the entire family. You don't have to make something for little Billy and everyone else is eating something else. We don't have time to do that in today's busy lifestyle.
Right. And you bring up that word time, and that is the four-letter word I hear a lot, seeming everyone's pressed for time. Nobody has enough of it. We want more of it. Will the recipes in this book require having to spend hours in the kitchen?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely not. One thing, I'm very lazy. I'm sorry. I don't want to be cooking, and I don't want to be doing dishes into the wee hours. So quick preparation time, either throw it on the stovetop in the oven or just put it together and dinner should be together. They're all 30-minute meals because you can't roast a chicken in 10 minutes.
Right.
But they are things that you don't have to babysit, so you can either, you know, you can read the mail, you can help the kids with the homework, you can do your other parts of life and you don't have to worry. You put it in a slow cooker, set it, forget it, and come back and enjoy it.
That's great. You know, I read a staggering statistic says type 2 diabetes is considered the biggest epidemic and public health issue in human history. Close to 300 million people are affected worldwide, and they say by 2030 that number is going to rise to 450 million. And the primary reason is obesity. So what we're eating seems to be causing us to get sick. Howard, since eating the wrong foods are a big contributing factor, wouldn't a diabetic-friendly meal like you're offering here as recipes assist us in reversing or at least improving the condition?
Absolutely. You know, we get so carried away sometimes, first of all, with our portion size. People don't know what, you know, a doctor may say, you know, you have to cut down on your saturated fats or whatever it may be. You should eat 3 ounces of meat. Well, the average person has no idea what 3 ounces of
right.
meat are. So in the front of the book, one visual tool that we put together is, if I told you you should eat, whether it be chicken, pork, beef, it should be about the size of a deck of cards. Now it's easy to comprehend. Everybody knows what a deck of cards looks like. And so we have a whole side-by-side comparison, deck of cards, 3 ounces of meat. You know, what is 1 ounce of cheese? What does that look like? Well, it's the size of a domino. So if you know what a domino looks like, you know what 1 ounce of cheese is. So we try to really instill basic fundamental ideas that are going to help you day-to-day, and controlling your portion size is so important.
Right. Great tips there, because a lot of people, they hear serving size or they hear, you know, just the portion, and they don't understand that. But I like the visual.
We grew up in a world of supersizing. 32
yes.
ounces is what they drink. I don't think so.
We sure did. Now, obviously, I guess a diabetic recipe book is going to have to stay clear of sugar. Is there anything you recommend when there's a need for sweetness that won't create that spike in blood sugar?
But, you know, that's really not a 100% truth the way the American Diabetes Association really works. Is because carbohydrates are really what we're trying to control here, not eliminating sugar totally. So sometimes you can add, and you will see in the book, we do use some substitutes as well, our sugar substitutes. But we also use sugar in the book in moderation because it does take care of that desire and satisfy our sweet tooth. Again, doing it in moderation because a baked potato actually has more sugar than your typical brownie.
Interesting. Yeah, you bring up a good point, is the conversion of what the body turns into sugar rather than the ingredient sugar. So that's...
So watch your carbs more than just watching sugar input totally.
Great. You know, not only, I guess this book would allow for healthy eating, but it also creates something I think is so needed, family time in the kitchen, and something thanks to social media, smartphones, and tablets seems to be neglected. So wouldn't this be great for bringing families together?
Well, I'm a big believer. Although I want people to cook great recipes, I always think it's more important of who's around the table more than what's on it. Get people together, talk, share concerns of life. How was your day? Not stare at your phone. I mean, our family gets together for dinner now, and phones are left over on the counter. They're not brought to the table. TV's off, and it's a great time just to share, catch up from the day, and move on. And that's going to help also because if you're talking instead of gobbling down your food, you're going to eat a little slower, you're going to get full faster, and you're going to eat less.
That makes sense. Unless they're looking at the recipe on their phone, if they have like one of those books that are actually needed to be seen from their phone, then it's okay, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing we like about the way we designed this cookbook, and we've got a lot of great feedback, there's one recipe to every page. You have did-you-know tips from the test kitchen, and then you have your exchanges on the bottom. So you see, you know, your calories, your fats, your cholesterol, your carbohydrates, and you can modify these recipes based on dietary restrictions and recommendations from your doctor or nutritionist.
Great. I know when people hear diabetic cookbook, that sounds kind of bland, but not so. Let me share a couple of these recipes. They're so tasty sounding in the book. Parmesan crusted chicken, Mamma Mia meatballs, corn muffin sloppy joes, fudgy turtle cookies. That doesn't sound like a restricted diet to me.
Yeah, the caramel fudgy cookies are amazing. You sort of break them and the caramel just drips out. And you almost need a bib when you eat those. And it's a cookie. Who would think? So... that's really the key. And again, you can feel confident that the American Diabetes Association is behind this. The sister book to this one was called Hello Taste, Goodbye Guilt, which was the American Diabetes Association's best-selling cookbook of 2014. And right now, this cookbook is on track to break those numbers. Our bacon mac and cheese cups are individual portions of macaroni and cheese. Incredible. 140 calories, and you're super satisfied.
Wow, and I think satisfaction goes, like you said, with taste. I think you've created something here that satisfies the palate, the stomach, so you don't want to keep eating, which you brought up in the beginning, and why we're attracted to those fast foods and the delivery is that don't offer that. So I think you've created this whole gamut that really satisfies the brain, the teeth, the mouth, and the stomach. And I think
if your taste buds aren't happy, you're going to keep going on to the next thing and keep eating and eating and packing on those calories and pounds.
It sure is such great information, Howard, and so great to have you on the show. Families need to exactly hear what you're saying. They need to get together, sit around the table, eat together, use all the colors, and eat healthy together. And that's the way, when we talk and get to know each other a little, that we will all eat healthier so much. If you're interested in learning more or to purchase your copy of Guilt-Free Weeknight Favorites, you can go to MrFood.com. That's MrFood.com. You can also visit EverydayDiabeticRecipes.com. If you missed any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share these shows with your friends. It's unbelievable information. And of course, Dr. David Friedman and his interminable wit and sense of humor and charm will keep you interested for a long time. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.